Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Joel Schwartzberg's book, Get to the Point. Sophie, I gotta tell you, I read this and immediately felt called out on basically every email I've ever sent.
Right? Same here. And hello to you too, Sam. This book is a masterclass in something we all think we're good at, but most of us aren't, actually making a clear point.
The core idea is deceptively simple. Before you open your mouth or start typing, you have to know your point. And Schwartzberg defines a point really specifically. It's not a topic.
Exactly. A topic is a bucket, he says. The point is the water inside. So, updating the team on Q3 sales is a topic. The point is we need to shift strategy to healthcare because it's the only segment growing.
That distinction alone changed how I think about preparing for meetings. If I can't state my point in one clear sentence, I don't have one yet.
And he gives a litmus test for that. If you can't say it in a single sentence, you haven't done the hard work of synthesis.
Then he flips the whole structure of communication on its head. We're all taught to build up to our conclusion. Tell him what you're going to tell him. Tell him what you told him. Schwartzberg says nope, lead with the point.
Point first structure. State your point immediately, then back it up with reason, evidence, and example. That's his structural support system.
And it's so much more respectful of the audience's time. Instead of making them solve a mystery, you're giving them a guided tour.
He also goes after the verbal clutter that weakens our authority. Words like just, actually, sort of, I think. They're crutches that signal uncertainty.
I'm guilty of all of those. I just think we should maybe consider. That's not a point. That's a wish.
He calls them verbal crutches. And he says to edit ruthlessly. Every word must earn its place.
There's a great section on Q&A too. Don't answer a question you haven't been asked. He calls it bridging. Acknowledge the question, then pivot back to your point.
And if you don't know the answer, just say you don't know, and you'll find out. That builds more trust than a rambling half answer.
He even applies it to email. The subject line should be your point statement, a complete sentence that tells the recipient what this is about and what you need.
Instead of meeting tomorrow, it should be meeting tomorrow to decide Q4 budget, please bring proposals. Huge difference.
The psychological shift he's asking for is from sharing information to making a point. Sharing is passive. Making a point is active. It's a leadership move.
And he addresses the fear of being too direct. Directness is about clarity, not harshness.
You can be kind and direct.
The real rudeness is wasting someone's time.
I think my favorite takeaway is the permission to be concise. We think longer equals smarter, but it's actually the opposite. It takes more effort to be brief.
He quotes Mark Twain, "I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead." Brevity is hard work.
There's a pre-communication ritual he recommends. Before any important email, meeting, or presentation, ask yourself, what is my point? Why does it matter? What do I want my audience to do? If you can answer in one sentence, you're ready.
That ritual alone would save us all from countless meandering meetings and ignored emails. Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The one thing I'm taking away is this. Clarity is a form of respect. When I'm clear, I'm honoring your time and your intelligence.
And that's really the heart of it. Get to the point. Isn't just about communicating better. It's about taking responsibility for being understood. We'll see you in the next one.